I'd like to see a vibrant community
I
here,
had
and
this
actually,
idea.
like
That's kind of strange.
a number of
I'm already
people
here.
have
We have the resources.
You said about implementing
We have
Ireland.
the will to do it, you know. We
I
have the
think
solidarity with other islands.
States
I think
have
the big thing
well, they have
is
got
like
a
we
that
can
ties
hope
them
for
all
the
together
best
is governance. That's the key here to
The
get it
following
going.
voices and visions are brought to you by the Smart Islands for Scotland and Ireland project. In these recordings, we heard from Irish Islanders about their visions for 2025. In this episode, we will be talking about
like
language and culture.
They have got a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of information.
We're quite unique in terms of being located in the Gaeltacht area. It really opens us up to more opportunities. Our language, it makes us different, and we get support from things like Uthrus and from the governments to kind of sustain the language for our young people, for our schools. We would have primary and secondary schools here, and to maintain that, and for the locals as a minority language, have supports that they can access services such as health and resources through their own language, and are comfortable in speaking it and have opportunities to grow and to nurture it.
I myself have got short-term plans. I've got one which is a traditional cookbook. There's some great carrageen moss recipes and bits and pieces. So I've arranged with a lady on the island that we're going to go around people's houses on Cape and ask them, do they want to donate a recipe to the book? So I'm hoping to find, you know, 40 or 50 people on the Cape who actually have a story to tell about their recipe, and I'm going to feature each of the recipe donators in the article or in the page about their recipe, and sort of make it a little bit of a Cape story of traditional cooking, basically.
Here, the important is the language, and I believe by 2025 that we'd have a greater respect for the language that's being slowly lost, and where the locals who speak the language aren't giving new people that are coming into the islands a proper chance to learn and to actually interact, and we're moving away from it. And I believe by then that with all the online resources, it'll be a lot easier for people to fully immerse culturally, historically in the Irish language.
I'm not a big fan of thinking too much, you know. You procrastinate, loses. So I believe think, analyze, and then go for it, you know.
There's a great selling point in having a magnificent culture around you to augment the fact that you're sitting in a small room for 40 hours a week. Because in the cities, you don't really even have that. So the selling of coming to an island, having your job in a small room, but having this magnificent culture outside your front door is a real selling point. And the island should think about that.
My dream and my goal and my aim, which I hope I'll succeed doing, is to set up my own artist studio on Bear Island. The studio that I intend to build will be, for all the world, a sculpture in the landscape, and will be an attraction itself to the island. I would use it to make work, first of all, and I would like to be able to invite other international artists to the island and maybe set up 3 artist studios along with it in time, that they could come and visit and stay for a month or 2 at a time and experience the whole island life. And, you know, it's so rich for art. There's so much going on here. It's fantastic. Also, this particular building would be used for the people of the island, especially. When I did my work with the island women here during the COVID, there's such a huge opening for a women's shed, because people are lonely. People need to be... Well, actually, I've introduced them to the visual arts, and I think it's after opening their eyes to something new, and they loved it. They got so much from it. So this would be really kind of a space where they could come as well. I would invite other artists in to develop different works with them. It's not just for the young women, it's for the mature women as well, to be honest, because they're lonely as well, you know, and some of them can be quite isolated, and they might not meet each other, you know, for days on end, whatever, unless they go out on the ferry or something like that. So You know, it's for everybody, really. It's not just for the, you know, it's for all ages, I think.
Our language plan, which we would have been in the current climate working on to get that would be a collaboration between the three islands. It was one plan because we would be designated as one Limister, one area. But we had done one plan with the three islands, but they were done into subs then on our projects, because we'd be at different stages and different needs. So that is in full swing, and that in itself would have branched out, because there was a lot of work community-wise and the three organisations working together. So we would have had a very concise plan put together of the different things that the funding was going to be available for, and things to strengthen and utilise the language, which was a huge part of our community and our heritage and our history. And again, it's something people are very interested in, and we have different projects that would keep that alive.
A vision for like Bear Island Community Radio. We're running it since 2018, and it's kind of slowly building. And actually, we had a meeting last night. We have kind of a editorial meeting after the show on Sunday every Monday evening. And last night, I think there was 15 people at it, and like the age profile is after dropping. It was a bit older, and there's a few young people now coming on board. Today, now the WhatsApp group was going, and there was somebody's going to do a Netflix review. There's going to be a women's show. There's going to be a wellbeing show. There's going to be St. Patrick's Day special, like about 19 countries listening. But the vision that we're looking for is to, we kind of have pushed it out to the mainland and to the peninsulas, to the Sheepshead Peninsula and to the Beara Peninsula, because we feel the island is not big enough to keep the content going all the time. Like, so we have people on the mainland now that want to present, but what we want to do for the future, we have a couple of good people that are very experienced in sound and sound engineering. And it's like about trying to get the school, both on the island and the secondary school on the mainland, to start producing their own radio content. Or we got funding, and we're after getting equipment for them to do it. And we also got a very good sound desk that would be good enough quality for TV shows or for, producing music. So like the vision would be like in the next 5 years, we'd love to see kind of a media course being run in the school for the transition years, that they could start producing their own shows, their own podcasts, their own songs, their own music for films, just their own programming, and that they can play it in the school during lunchtime for themselves to build up their own confidence, and then we could use it on our radio, now and again whenever they were free to give it to us. And then the National School in Beara, and they're already involved in the radio through reviewing, say the Farmer's Journal or the Marine Times, or like they did their Christmas play on the radio because of COVID was locked down. So if you could actually get the children into that kind of frame of mind that, the whole Beara Peninsula and the island, they're all very kind of conducive to the creative arts, like Mary's been saying there. So like media and, putting together music, putting together songs, all that kind of thing, I think could be incredible if you could do it. And I think I remember Breda Murphy from Cork County Council said years ago that sometimes you're on an island, you always think about the island, and what we shouldn't forget is that the mainland is very important to us. And even like the island, like Bear Island, is after pushing out to the mainland for all its content. But one thing that happened then, when all the churches were all their masses in the Bear Peninsula got changed, but the only church in the peninsula that the mass didn't change was Bear Island, and that was because we were broadcasting the mass to the priest,
right?
So he wouldn't change the time. People in the island felt that was a very positive aspect, that the communication was, the island was at the center of the communication.
My own sort of vision again around the creative end of things, we were just talking about, there are a lot of people in the diaspora as well that would support a project, that either with their expertise or, some people are in the position to help fund it. The whole idea of like a public-private partnership as well, where the state is involved, plus sort of match funding from others that might be in a position to support a project. There's a nice example on an island off Newfoundland called Fogo, where they have a project there where they're linking in with the local fishermen, and they have accommodation, and it's a sort of an artist retreat where they bring people in to do particular, you know, there's a focus on a particular skill over a week or whatever, and they might bring in a corporate with a team that's focusing on a specific idea. There's another small place, the scale of it is probably similar to here in Ardmore in Iceland, where it's, you know, the back and beyond in the Westfjords. It's where they bring in companies who want to slow down and look at an idea over a week or a weekend and try to develop it and have experts in the room that they can bounce ideas off. Inishere as well was another one that was mentioned, the sort of artist and residence program that they have, where they're bringing in sculptures or drama groups or whatever else, you know, depending on the theme.
I personally have a big passion for the Irish language, so I'd really like to see that kind of enhanced, and I feel like that might come with like increased population and more young people. For me, it's kind of unusual. Like, I'd love to start seeing it being used more on the day-to-day basis, but I personally, like, there's some people on Cape that I only speak Irish to, and then some people I only speak English to. Like, I think everyone on Cape has that. But I suppose, like, as new people come in, I'd love to start seeing them use Irish more, like, on a daily basis. As young people come in, like, depending if they're working in the Irish college or not, like, they speak Irish. So I think that's kind of, like, really, like, a really good sign if they start using it, like, when they're in the pub and stuff. Right. Like, I'd personally only speak Irish to them. So that's a good place to start, anyway.
I'd like to see a vibrant community here. I think, like a number of people said, the islands have aging populations, and I mean, we need to value who we are and what, where we are at the moment too, but we do need to increase in size. I do want to see the school thrive, and I'd like to see populations across all of the islands increase, really.
It's interesting that coming from a kind of nature conservation background, kind of always looking at the interaction between humans and the landscape and what's natural, and when you're restoring things, how far do you go back? But I think corncrakes could be quite cool. So yeah, I was thinking about how that would happen, and the available resources that we've got here on Sherkin is that the fact that they were here before means that there's potential for the habitat. We've got a farming community who use the land for cattle, so that would be suitable. Mm-hmm. There's kind of farming for nature grants coming up. Kind of see a lot of limitations coming in the way, but sort of it, like the vision of having a corncrake on Sherkin could be quite a nice one.
Finally, is cultur duchsuchmaj agus tán gwelga an kiol agus alin an shensin or. So we are priding ourselves on our authentic culture. It is informed by values that have been here for millennia, and it is strong and it resists the tide of outward influence, which may be capitalist, which may be damaging and short term. We are strong and larger in our self-belief and the worth of our authentic values. Sinead.